DW.
The Dead Sea shimmers in the sun as a shroud of mist stretches over the water. The path down to the lakeshore is steep and long. It's a narrow path with many stairs, and every year more of these steps become visible as the Dead Sea disappears bit by bit. Water levels at the lowest point on Earth are falling at an alarming rate.
Every year, the water recedes by a meter.
That's Mohammed. He's working as a pool attendant in one of the hotels here by the Dead Sea, just like his father did before him. A few years ago, the water was up to here, he says, as he points up the hill.
My father told me the water was coming up to the street when he used to work here. In the past 20 years, the levels have decreased by about 30 meters.
On both sides of the path, huge terraced areas reveal what was once underwater. But now it resembles a barren landscape like that on the moon. If nothing is done soon, scientists think the Dead Sea could be gone by as soon as 2050. It might not disappear entirely. There may be a small remainder of the lake which retains its extremely high levels of salt, but ultimately the famous lake would just turn into a dead pond. The River Jordan supplies the Dead Sea with water, but the need for water in Israel and Jordan has risen dramatically. For centuries, one of the great waterways of the Middle East, the River Jordan has now been reduced to a small, dirty trickle over the past few decades. Environmentalists blame Israel, Jordan, and Syria for causing extensive damage to the river's ecosystem. About 90% of its water is diverted into reservoirs or man-made channels. What's left trickles into the Dead Sea. That's far from enough, says Christoph Kottmeier, professor of meteorology at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology.
The Dead Sea doesn't have any reliable feeder streams anymore, just a little bit. The evaporation levels are very high, and that's part of the reason that the lake keeps getting smaller.
Kottmeier heads a research project of the Helmholtz Association by the Dead Sea. If the lake were to disappear, it would not only be a huge loss for scientists and tourists, but first and foremost for the people who live there. Falling water levels will have potentially catastrophic consequences for the already dry region, says Jordanian environmentalist Rauf Dabas.
Its pressure on the surface of the land keeps the upstream springs from staying up there. As the level of the Dead Sea drops, so does the streams go further down into more salinity. So we lose even more water as the level of the Dead Sea drops, because the table, water table, is also dropping with it all along the Jordan Valley.
In addition to a lack of water, these upstream springs also wash out the salt in the soil. As the salty water recedes, fresh underground water moves in and dissolves the salt layers below the surface. This leads to the creation of huge dangerous sinkholes, which could collapse any minute. If this continues, the Dead Sea may soon start living up to its name.
It's a rampant problem. There are thousands of such holes. They go very deep. Farms have closed down. There are streets with such holes. Even today, you can't go to certain areas anymore.
Like any large body of water, the Dead Sea also helps regulate the temperature during hot summers by absorbing the heat from the air and releasing it again in winter. The Dead Sea plays a crucial role in shaping the region's climate. Dabas says it's high time to act.
Scientists have also envisioned that if it continues to do so, it will last another 50 years. So we need to do something about this.
But there's an idea on how to save the Dead Sea. A joint project between Jordan and Israel known as the Red Sea-Dead Sea Water Conveyance, or the Two Seas Canal. It would see the construction of a pipeline which would transport water from the Red Sea in Jordan's south into the Dead Sea. It's a huge undertaking. The water from the south would first be pumped into desalinization plants. Some of that fresh water will then be passed on to Israel, which in turn delivers water to Jordan's north, where water demand has risen drastically, especially due to the influx of Syrian refugees. The Palestinian territories are also set to get some of this water. What's left in the desalinization plants, the highly salty brine, is then mixed with normal seawater before being pumped some 180 kilometers via pipelines into the Dead Sea. Hydroelectric power plants will be installed along the way as a means of generating electricity. But environmentalists have voiced their concerns about the project. The introduction of a new kind of water could throw the Dead Sea's sensitive chemical equilibrium off balance, as well as its ecosystem. Some scientists predict the Dead Sea may be even covered in a slimy white layer of a sediment known as gypsum, most commonly used in plaster and blackboard chalk. Environmentalist Abbas thinks we don't yet understand the risks involved.
This has never been attempted around the world. It's a first of its kind where you're taking fresh seawater, desalinating it, and putting the desalinated brine, the concentrate, into the sea. And at that level, and with the importance and sensitivity of the Dead Sea, you have to be careful of calcification of the water. What's going to happen to this water when it reacts with the Dead Sea water? Will it turn into calcium salts and crystallize and create a problem of itself? Would it change the temperature of that sea and create more humidity, less humidity? We don't know.
However, Jordan's authorities say it's unlikely that any of these changes would happen. Here's Jordan's Minister for Water and Irrigation, Hazim Al Nasser.
Since the first days of the idea of Red Dead Conveyance Project, we started doing some studies because there has been some concern from some environmentalists that when we bring the water of the Red Sea to the Dead Sea, there might be some negative environmental impact on the surrounding environment of the Dead Sea and the Dead Sea itself. Therefore, through the World Bank, we addressed all the issues related to the environment of the Dead Sea as a result of the implementation of the Red Sea project. All the studies that the ministry did in cooperation with regional parties as well as the World Bank concluded that we can transfer up to 400 million cubic meters per year without any negative impact on the Dead Sea itself or the surrounding environment. On the contrary, by implementing this project, we will save the Dead Sea from disappearance.
The first water from the project is expected to flow into the Dead Sea in 2024. But can the Dead Sea be saved by this scheme? Scientist Kottmeier and environmentalist Abbas remain skeptical.
It won't save the Dead Sea. It will only slow down the process.
We're just delaying the inevitable. We cannot just stand against this project because a do-nothing is unacceptable. So something has to be done.
It's a truly special place with unique scenery and a unique flora and fauna. It has potential for tourism, for instance. If you give that up, you lose something that's unique to the world.
DW.